This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, looking at the Almighty Allah in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We're talking about seeing Allah in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, as many of you have already guessed, we're not talking about physically looking at the Almighty Allah because, of course, as Muslims and believers in Tawheed, in Islamic monotheism, we realize that the Almighty Allah has no shape, no form, no body, because this shape or form or body will limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Almighty Allah has no limits. Allah has no bounds. Allah is limitless. Allah is boundless, and matter of fact, He exceeds all limits and He exceeds all bounds in all different type and ways. So first and foremost, we're not talking about physically seeing the Almighty Allah, but we find that in our Islamic lifestyle, this is a key that will help us to really change our lives and turn towards a Islamic lifestyle. And so it's interesting, we find that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he has spoken about this phenomenon of being able to see the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, when he talks about seeing the Almighty Allah, we're talking about seeing Allah via the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of our soul, not necessarily the eyes of our head or the eyes of our mind. Of course, our mind cannot rationally comprehend the Almighty Allah in all its profundity, and neither can the soul nor the heart, but the heart and the soul have a relatively easier way of being able to quote-unquote see and witness the Almighty Allah. We continue after the break. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about being able to see Allah in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, this is going to radically change, improve our Islamic lifestyle. It'll help us to move towards a Islamic lifestyle. It'll help us to commit less sins, and it will help us to do more good deeds. And that is something as simple as being able to see the Almighty Allah, of course, with the eyes of our hearts and our souls. And so when you are seeing the Almighty Allah, we are talking about this idea that, well, Allah is always present, and Allah is all-hearing, Allah is all-seeing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable. He is always there, present. He is always here, present. And of course, He is witness to everything. And so when we put all of these things together, we pretty much do start to see the Almighty Allah. We realize that He's hearing everything we say. He's hearing everything that is in our heart and our mind. He is seeing everything that we do. He is a witness. He is everywhere. He is closer to us than our jugular vein. And so we start to realize that we can see the Almighty Allah with the eyes of the heart and the soul. And you know, at the end of the discussion, even if we can't feel like we can, you know, quote unquote, metaphysically see the Almighty Allah, then we have to know that the Almighty Allah definitely sees us. And these aspects, when implemented in our Islamic lifestyle, will help us to attain higher levels of this Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.